10 a.m. at WMFO Medford. All right, finished the second set of my tenure here. I think that was pretty cool. Just ended with got to play some Green Day. I mean, I think everybody loves Green Day, whether they admit it or not. You know what I mean? That's from their 2012 record, going back a while. It was called Dose That Was Lazy Bones. Power Pop from Wyatt Funderbunk. Back in 2013, he put out a record called Novel and Profane. Love Will Lead the Way. I love a good pop song. And that was in the third song of the set. That was a great cover of I'll Be Around. The record was called Ragged and Dirty. Who was it? It was Devin Allman, Greg's kid. That was a great, great cover.
Love it.
The Atlantics, a young Fred Pinot in there.
I've never heard of that band. You'll have to hit me to
it. Yeah, yeah. Big City Rock was the record. It was Waiting for My Baby. And as I said, the great Rick Berlin, love Rick, from his self-titled record for the band Berlin Airlift in 1982, Don't Stop Me From Crying.
Wow.
All right,
wow.
Smitty, what do you got?
I got to take a knee. I catch my breath. This is insane. We're having way too much fun.
I'll take all the fun I can get at this age.
So I actually broke my sets up into categories, and this next category, this next set, fell underneath the title of Guilty Pleasures.
Uh-oh.
So here's the great thing about guilty pleasures. What's a guilty pleasure for me may not be a guilty pleasure for you.
So true.
So true. And I've been called out on this before. It's like, well, that was a popular song. It's like, yeah, but you know what? You know, coming from the punk rock, punk alternative music, you know, kind of world, a lot of these bands or songs, they're guilty pleasures because who the heck would ever think to play them?
Guilty pleasures are personal, and yes. Music is just slightly subjective, just a little bit.
Just a tiny little bit. You know, it is very black and white. Music, I mean, you can just, you know, a good song.
You like it or you don't.
Yeah, you don't, you know.
Yeah.
But so in this next five-song set of guilty pleasures, I'm going to start it off with, you know, I can't just like Detroit songs. There could have been 10,000 songs I put in this category, but I just went with these. So the first one we're going to start off is by a little unknown band from the 70s called 10cc. Yeah,
ooh.
I know. They were big back in the 70s, but haven't been played in a while, and I love them, and they really got me start. You know, they're part of my DNA, you know, guilty pleasures going back to the 70s. So we're going to start the set off with 10cc and their song, Rubber Bullets.
WMFO, Medford.
I went to a party at the local cafe. Pakistani talking with a bullhorn in his hand. He was cool, he was clear, he was always in command.
Always in command, always in command.
He said, blood will flow here, Padre. Padre, you talk to your boys. Trust in me, God will come to set you free.
Well, we don't understand why you called in the National Guard.
The National Guard.
When Uncle Sam is the one who belongs in the exercise yard.
The exercise yard.
Mr. Sunshine, you bright. Remember, when I was a little girl, our house caught on fire. I'll never forget the look on my father's face as he gathered me up in his arms and raced to the burning building out on the pavement. And I stood there, shivering in my pajamas, and watched the whole world go up in flames. And when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to a fire? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. If that's all when I was 12 years old, my daddy took me to the circus, the greatest show on earth. There were clowns and elephants and dancing bears, and a beautiful lady in pink tights flew high above our heads. And as I sat there watching, I had the feeling that something was missing. I don't know what, but when it was all over, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to the circus? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep dancing. Let's break out the booze and have a ball. That's all there is." And then I fell in love with the most wonderful boy in the world. We'd take long walks down by the river, or just sit for hours gazing into each other's eyes. We were so very much in love. And then one day, he went away, and I thought I'd die, but I didn't. And when I didn't, I said to myself, "Is that all there is to love? Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is, my friends, then let's keep..." I know what you must be saying to yourself. If that's the way she feels about it, why doesn't she just end it all? Oh no, not me. I'm not ready for that final disappointment. 'Cause I know, just as well as I'm standing here talking to you, that when that final moment comes and I'm breathing my last breath, I'll be saying to myself, "Is that all there is? Is that all there is? If that's all there is,
got the booze and have a ball. If that's all there is.
Sur mon lit à bouffer, salandant, buvant, prends mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie débris. Mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. Ouh-ouh-ouh. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi. Poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois. Un sparadrap, une gueule de bois. A bu ma bière dans un grand verre en caoutchouc. Comme un indien dans son igloo. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ouh, ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, la nana, quel panard, quelle vibration de s'envoyer sur paillasson. Limé, ruiné, vidé, comblé. You are the king of the divan. Qu'elle me dit en passant. Ooh, I am the king of the divan. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ooh, ça plane pour moi. Allez hop, t'occupe, t'inquiète, touche pas ma planète. Today, que le ciel me tombera sur la tête et que la colle me manquera. C'est marre à tout casser, l'évier, le bar me laissant seul comme un grand connard. Le pied dans le plat. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane pour moi. Moi. Ça plane pour moi. Ça plane.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back. sunk into outer space. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So come on.
It's 10:23 in the morning at WMFO Medford. I'm Mike. He's Smitty. Happy birthday, Smitty.
Thank you, Michael. Oh, wow. I am getting so emotional over here. That
you
was
are.
The guilty pleasure section.
Yep.
You know, again, you know, I hope I surprised most of you with my choices on guilty pleasures. We started the set off with 10cc's. Rubber Bullets, which, by the way, was kind of floating around in my high school years the same time that Sparks were. And so I, in my high school head, I associated Sparks and 10cc with a lot of their musical sort of styles that they did. So I love 10cc.
Mm.
Then we went into the Bee Gees, Lonely Days. And, you know, I mean, oh, my goodness. Yeah, we want to try and get all these sets in before 11 o'clock, so I'll keep it short. But the before the disco era version of the Bee Gees, I was all in, coming out of the Beatles era. Lonely Days, tip of the fez to my lovely better half, Lucia. Followed by Peggy Lee, Is That All There Is? Where did that come from? Well, I knew that my mom would probably be listening today, and boy, oh boy, did she burn the grooves on that record when I was a little kid. She must have played Peggy Lee's Is That All There Is like once a day for like an entire summer.
Yep.
When that came out. Followed by Plastic Bertrand and Ça Plane Pour Moi. How can you not? I would love to cover that song, but I would want to do it in French. And boy, that guy is just, you know, jackhammering those French lyrics. I don't know that I can do it. I might have to invite a French singer to come on in and do it. And then we ended the set with the Bayonets. And it's like, Bayonets? Who the heck are those guys? Well, one of the main person in Bayonets is a gentleman by the name of Brian Ray. And he releases things out on his own under Brian Ray, but his other band or his main band is the Bayonets. It's like, well, so what? Who cares? Brian Ray has been the live guitar player with Paul McCartney for these past 15, 20, 25 years.
There you go.
Yeah, insanely talented. And for those of you who are keeping score at home, if you paid attention to that da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, that may or may not have inspired Big Bad Boy by Smitty Smitty and the Festones. I don't know. I'll have to go back and check. But boy, oh boy, are we having a good time. This is great. Mike, back to you. Your turn.
All right. How can this be my third and final set of the day? Starting off with a band that I love. I mean, you know, and Paul Weller, what can you say? When he was in the Jam, he did that. And when he did his solo stuff, he did that. I mean, just such a great artist. And he goes from punk to melodic to whatever all the time. So I want to start off this set with the Jam. I think it's a classic from all Mod Cons. This is Down in the Tube Station at Midnight, right here at WMFO.
Have I no way to hear a cheap holiday or do it today? I'm not stopping. step. Feels like I'm hanging off the edge of a cliff. And my eyes get bigger, pocket weather, happy to stick. I'm running from the point, babe, I'm missing a trick with you. My line is up, but girl, I'm missing my cue. But can't you give me a fix so I'm craving confidence? While I reek of sweat and teenage innocence. Well, I want you so, but I know you'll never know. 'Cause I'm too shy, till I'm too shy for the whole time, girls. I wanna tell you, but I'm sick with the fright. Sister slipping up, I'm caught in the light of lust. I get the feeling that you hate you, buzz. Savvy as the regret sinks in. I shouldn't be afraid to take it on the chin, but I duck. I missed the jab, but I'm in with the hook. Now can't you give me a fix so I crave in confidence? Well, I reek of sweat and teenage innocence. Well, I want you so, but I know you'll never know. 'Cause I'm too shy, said I'm too shy.
For a sign to lead me to wherever you are. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Jennifer. The 27 Jennifer.
It's WMFO in Medford, 10:43 in the morning. It's getting down to it, Smitty.
It's getting down,
to it. All right, quickly, we ended with Mike Doty and 27 Jennifers from his 2008 record, Golden Delicious. And isn't it true you always know at least 27 Jennifers? Jen, Jennifer, whatever.
Speaking of which, coming up in a few seconds.
Yeah, yeah. And before that, Matthew Sweet, of course, from his great 100% Fun record that was Sick of Myself. Let's Active, just before that. Every Word Means No, perennial favorite. The Stripes with a Y from their debut record in 2014 called Snapshot, Hometown Girls. They wrote that one, yeah. And The Jam, of course, down in the Tube Station at midnight, remastered version. All right.
Here we go.
Here we go.
This is the last segment. So I've got a boatload of stuff to promote, and we don't have time. We want to play music, so I'm gonna edge in. I'm going to squeak in Little Billy Lost and Jennifer Teff playing at the Burren on Saturday, September 10th. We're just going to end it there. We won't get into the other ones. This last set I called In Smitty's DNA, and that's because these songs really just inspired me throughout my entire musical life, and I would be remiss if I did not include something by the B-52s. B-52s were just so important to me, aside from the fact that I have that beautiful Lost weekend in Milwaukee and the original punk rock band I played in, The Blind, and how we listened to the B-52s all night long back in 1979. And then you fast forward, Figures on a Beach, we had the beautiful opportunity to open up for the B-52s in Detroit, one time in front of a 4,000-seat arena, and the other one at an outside arena in front of like 15,000 people.
Wow.
And that was even before we moved to Boston. But to say that the B-52s are near and dear to my heart is the understatement. So let's see how many we can squeeze in. We're going to start this set off with the B-52s, Planet Claire.
And it proves you guys both come from the same planet.
There you go.
There you go.
She drove a Plymouth satellite, a best of
WMFO Medford, 10:56 in the morning. It's all you, Smitty.
Wow!
There you go.
Was that fun or what? So we did have a couple more, but we want to make sure we end this show properly and leave plenty of room for Sue to come in and do something about the women that it was up next, and we love her show. So the first song we played was B-52's Planet Claire. Again, you know, crazy long history with that band. The fact that I got to perform with them at two shows is really, boy, you talk about checking off a box or, you know, your bucket list. I love the B-52s. Then after that, we had Devo, Uncontrollable Urge. And aside from the fact that Devo got their roots in Ohio, which is, Michigan's southern cousin, I going way back when, huge fan of Devo. And I'm probably going to screw this up, but those of you who are keeping score at home, I believe it's Josh Hagler of Elevator Drops who's now performing with the live version of Devo. And to say I'm Jelly, oh my goodness, what a great gig. I'm so happy for him. And then we ended the set with Gang of Four's Naturals Not In It. The great thing about Gang of Four is I always joke between Bunny Carlos from Cheap Trick, and I've told this to Hugo to his face, that I should pay him or buy him something, because many of his drum beats and rhythms that he did in Gang of Four, I just blatantly stole and changed my entire life. And so I've been stealing from Hugo from day one. So in my In Smitty's DNA set, it's like I gotta play something by Gang of Four, and something with a real signature drum beat. I mean, as only Hugo can do. You know, he's great. And I did a online during the pandemic version of this song like 2020. And Hugo messaged me and said that he really liked my version, but by definition, you should never do fills in if you're going to cover songs, because the reason why he didn't do fills was it was against their anti-commercial radio and rock, and they just wanted it to be very textural. So we're there, right?
Yeah, we're there.
Wow, thank you,
Smitty.
Michael.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, Sue.
Sure.
Happy birthday. We'll do it again next year.
Next year!
All right. Hey, Sue, what's going on?
Oh, it's a big day.
Yeah?
Yeah. So one of my dreams come true. I got to interview Carla Bonoff, who is just
an
amazing songwriter and singer, and she's still out there performing. She's coming to town this coming week, Friday, in Arlington. But anyway, I have an interview with her. We're going to start the show with it. I did it while I had COVID, so my voice is really shot in the recording. But
so we're going to hear you and she on a CD.
Yes. It was pre-recorded, and we're gonna play that right at the top of the hour for the show. And then the rest of the show I'm going to be featuring singer-songwriters, because Carla Bonoff, one of my favorite singer-songwriters, and figured I'd round out the show with other singer-songwriters. It's a great genre, and a lot of the songs that singer-songwriters put out into the world become big hits for other people.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so we'll be listening at 11 a.m. It is now.